You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 253, The Prophecy of Emmanuel. Today's challenge. Matthew misunderstands Isaiah's prophecy of Emmanuel, Isaiah 7:14. It doesn't point to Jesus. Today's defense. Matthew understands the prophecy better than you think. The biblical authors recognized Scripture as operating on multiple levels. For example, Matthew interprets the Holy Family's flight to Egypt as a fulfillment of the prophetic statement, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." In its original context, it's obvious the Son of God being discussed is Israel. Hosea 11:1 says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son." Matthew understood this. He had read the first half of the verse and knew that on the primary literal level, the statement applied to the nation of Israel. But he recognized that on another level, it applied to Christ as the divine Son who recapitulates and fulfills the aspirations of Israel. In the same way, it's obvious in Isaiah that on the primary literal level, the prophecy of Emmanuel applied to the time of King Ahaz, 732 to 716 BC. At this point, Syria had forged a military alliance with the northern kingdom of Israel that threatened to conquer Jerusalem, Isaiah 7, 1-2. God sent Isaiah to reassure Ahaz the alliance would not succeed, Isaiah 7, 3-9. And told him to name a sign that God would give him as proof, Isaiah 7, 10-11. Ahaz balked and refused to name a sign, Isaiah 7:12. So God declared one. "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted." Isaiah 7, 14-16. For this sign to be meaningful to Ahaz, it would have to be fulfilled in his own day, indeed, very quickly. It therefore points, on the primary literal level, to a child conceived at that time, perhaps Ahaz's son, the future King Hezekiah. This was as obvious to Matthew as it is to us, but, like the other New Testament authors, he recognized the biblical text as having multiple dimensions, so the prophecy was not only fulfilled in Ahaz's day, but also pointed to Christ as Emmanuel, in Hebrew, God with us.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.